Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
Oh! At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, DDP Radio proudly brings to you Stacy, Robert, and Sparky. And I can't get through that because, Robert, you started this.
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
Hey, everyone.
Oh, not much. There's been so much going on lately. It's kind of hard to encapsulate it all. So we've been pretty busy. We've launched the new DDP Yoga certification site. We moved to a new server. We've been busy.
Yeah, you guys have been really, really busy. And I've I happened into the DDP Yoga certification, and man, the site does look pretty awesome. And there's a lot of action in there. Actually, I think there's a ton of action, and Yoga Doc's probably like going, wowzers. I know he said he expected it.
Well, hold on for just a second, because actually, Yoga Doc.
Yeah, what's up?
We were just talking about you, man.
Hey, Yoga Doc.
Okay, what's going on, Yoga Doc? My ears were burning.
Perfect timing, bro.
Yes, indeed. Cue the pyro. Get my music.
Yeah.
You got to bring your own CD, man.
Oh, yeah. What can I tell you? Yeah, man. Wow. This is awesome. Yeah, we got a lot of action going on. I was out of town for a little less than 2 weeks. As a matter of fact, I'm driving in right now. We're to Atlanta, heading back home. So we haven't made it back, but I knew we had to get on the air and say hello to everybody, tell you a little bit about what's going on with the certification.
Yes, to hear that.
Sparky? Sparky, I am catching up on all those emails and that explosion of activity, my brother.
Awesome. Yeah, because there were so many questions and so much interest. It's like people trickled in the first day and then bam, like first 3 days, it just like quadrupled, you know,
yes,
in volume.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm sending an email right now to our good man Roger Lowry, who was also signed up, and he's a longtime DDP Yoga guy. And you know, I'm getting a lot of the similar questions. You know, how do I get started? You know, what do I need to do first? Things like that. Sparky, how have you been rolling into this? How have you found your journey so far?
It's been pretty cool. I've been pretty relaxed with 3 kids at home, a full-time job and whatnot. I've been, I got into the site, because once you get in there, there's a bunch of forums, okay, and there's a great introductions forum. Everybody's going in saying hi. So my first step was, hey, see who's in there, let's say hi. You know, I see some familiar faces, Christina Ann, Mikey Mullen, Scotty, and just go right over and download the handbook, the training manual, and started reading that. Really what I focused on was making sure I was holding myself accountable to the workouts and getting a schedule done so I can get my hours in.
Right on.
Yeah, so I made up an online journal using Google Docs, and I could just put all my workouts in there, and I got it timed up with drop downs. I pick my workouts, it calculates the time in minutes and hours, so I can see exactly when I reach my certification limit. So, and I built in some training into that too, so when I start the trainings and whatnot, I'll be good. I got, and then I rolled that into, I started lining people up for the Diamond Dozen because my mind's wrapped around right now trying to figure out who's best and what I want to do. And I got a lot of rest homes, like retirement homes around me, and I think I'm going to try to gear towards maybe trying out to go to those and seeing how receptive their activity directors are for having us come in and talk to them. So I think that's
phenomenal.
Where I'm going to try with my trainings first.
Well, I love the fact that you put the journal together online, and I think that if is there some way we can make that available to everybody in the forum?
Yeah, absolutely. I have it shared out. It's a public share. I even wrote a how-to on it so people can see it, and the link will be put right in the forums. I'll put it in the certification form if it's not already there.
Beautiful. So there you go, because I've been telling everybody that, you know, they need to log. Everybody's, you know, a lot of people are hung up. A lot of people are hung up on that 100 hours. You know, many of the folks, the 100 hours has more to do with, you know, how much DDP yoga have you been doing even before you got here and to the certification. I would think that, you know, the group that we have now is a group that has been doing it for most of everybody for a year, maybe less, but
yeah.
They're going through, and if you've gone through the calendar, you know, the workout schedule calendar, everybody's got to be pretty darn close to that 100 hours of work anyway.
Yeah.
Even from a backlog standpoint, a lot of people are doing doing the ultimate seminars, and they're doing the retreats, and, you know, the emphasis is on, yes, you're imbibing the workouts, you get the tone and attitude that Dallas is just completely, you know, purveying and he's putting forth as far as that's the way we teach it. You know, we don't have to scream, we don't have to do, we got to make it our own, but we're also, there's a certain level of, we'll just say, excited inspiration that we teach with. That's what we're trying to get with the workouts, also in how the workouts are structured. Then you've got to really just, you know, dive into that level one workout, because that's what you'll be teaching, along with the Diamond Dozen. And if you have a situation where you can put the forum, or in the forum, the your journal, well, rock and roll, man, then it's all done for you. If you're signing on, or if you've just signed up, because Sparky's already done the work. You gotta love it, brother.
Sweet. And the coolest thing about that, if you're on Google Docs and you have that set up, Yoga Doc, if you want them to, they can share their journals with you, and then they'll show up in your list, and you can just click on everybody's journal and look at it just to verify what's going on.
And that's how we'll do it. It is.
So it's written, so let it be done.
Yes. Unfortunately, the poor guy is like, so let it be written, so let it be done. And Robert, if I have any problems, I'll be calling you.
Yeah, I know.
This poor guy.
He's been busting his ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. There's nothing left. He's got. He, the pants don't fit anymore. They just fall off.
Yeah.
He's got no ass at all.
Yeah. My neighbors hate that too.
Awesome. I'm just very excited. You know, we had explosion, like I said, at this point now, I'm on my email, basically on my DDP yoga email, answering a lot of questions. I haven't even hit the forum yet. Heading there. And that's great ideas all the way around, guys. And we're just telling you, it's time. Go get you some. If you were thinking about it, go do it. Robert, tell me this. How about the situation with the possibility of payments? Remember we were talking about breaking it up through PayPal?
Yeah, and I'm looking into that. I have I had to kind of put that on hold with the server move, but I want to dig back into that in like the next day or so and see if that's going to be a possibility for us.
Cool. So there is possibility there. Not exactly sure, but for those who are looking to break it up, there is a possibility that PayPal can make that happen. And just keep you say stay tuned, right, folks?
Yes,
absolutely. You know, if people are thinking about it, then they're probably doing it themselves. If they can't get you the payments right away, if they just start socking a couple bucks back a week, by the time they get that rolling, they might have some stored up just to get in right away. So,
yes, indeed.
Get your pennies for it because it's worth it. Well, we got you. If I could hit you, when you said about going back to a year and looking at those, because those were two or three of the specific questions. Because a lot of people hit the workshops and whatnot. So if they want to throw those back to, like, the past 12 months, and they've been to workshops and they want to count those in their hours, they can go ahead and do that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is this, and that's all, I have our a lot of guys are saying that. What about the workshops? Think of how many, think of how long, how much time you've spent actually doing the workouts. If we're just kind of sitting and talking, yeah, you're not performing the workout, right? Think about how long in the workshops. Think about how long we've actually, you're performing in the workout in the workshops. If you add that up along with your workout calendars that you've followed over the last year, I'm sure everybody's pretty close. But even so, you can go ahead, put all that aside. You're going to still need to do that level one workout and the Diamond Dozen at least three or more times a week just so that you can learn it backwards and forwards so you can teach it, standing on your head, which, by the way, is not part of the level one workout, but you know what I'm saying. Maybe level two, that's right.
That's a good thing, because the first time I tried to stand on my head, I crashed right into the wall.
It's beautiful. A lot of wrestling fans giving themselves their very own first-time pile drivers,
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, just understand, the real deal is, because I'm getting, like I said, I'm answering a lot of questions now. This is great. I was talking to Robert earlier, and I said, I got the laptop on my, on my lap. I've got the phone right next to me. We're driving home. Robert says, "You're not driving, are you?" No. My wife is driving as we're heading back. But, a lot of people are also asking about, what's really important. What's really important is learn the workouts, have the style, the tone and attitude, just become that person as well while you're teaching. On top of that, you need to really get a handle, and the workouts mean the level one workout and the Diamond Dozen. On top of that, read the manual. The manual's got a lot of great stuff in it. Read the Yoga for Regular Guys. Go ahead and go back and read the program guide, which is fantastic. So with that, you do that, and then you start filming yourself, not doing the workouts, just log them in. But what you want to do is start, getting comfortable in front of the camera and start filming yourself teaching. At that point, when you feel good about sending me video, go ahead and do so, and then I'll get back to you, and we'll work together on that. That's the long and the short of it.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to pop up the video. I just started thinking about some of the people I'm going to be putting on there. Just say, they're not sure that they're in the shape to start the Diamond Dozen, so I'm not sure how comfortable they're going to be on camera. But it's all for better good, I'm telling them. It's going to get them somewhere.
Oh yeah, man. It's a great thing, and there are a lot of folks out there that are even saying, I'm not even sure if I'm in shape to be able to teach, and I'm not sure. It's like, hey, you know what? you've been doing it for a while, and you've got more weight to lose, why don't you go do that level one workout, you know, 3 to 5 times a week and keep your phase two eating guide or phase three eating plan up. You'll lose the weight. You know,
you'll
be in shape. And you'll be able to, and you know, I said, you're going to master those moves because they say, I can't do this move and I can't do that move. And well, do that level one workout. There's nothing crazy hard in that workout. It's just good. I like to say, you know, Sergeant Slaughter used to say, you know, he doesn't jump off top ropes. There's nothing acrobatic about what he does. He's in the Army. It's a good ground game. That's the level one workout. It's grind them out, good ground game kind of stuff, you know?
And the cool thing about that, if people think about it, one of the things that I found that enables me to help people is the struggle I had doing the moves, because I had to figure out how to mod. If you don't teach yourself how to mod when you're teaching somebody, you don't want to be at a loss to try and help somebody get through the workout if they can't do everything.
Right on. Right on, guys. So this is exciting. Very, very cool stuff happening. And, yes, I am overloaded, Sparky, but I'm putting myself in a spot where it's like, hey, you know what? We're just going to totally and completely reorganize in order to make all this work, and it is happening now.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think, I mean, you come in and you think about where it was originally. It was a blog. The certification site was a blog that Dallas had and said, hey, just ping me if you're ready for this. And now we've got this hot new site, all these forums, everybody's talking about it. They've got a group formed in there. They want to call themselves the Trailblazers.
Yes.
You know? And people are just posting up topics as they're getting comfortable and talking about it. And they've got things going on from the questions you asked all the way to the majority of the people, actually, from what I'm reading, are really interested in, if not getting a personal training cert, getting the materials and the books to even supplement it from ACE or NASM or something like that. So really cool stuff. You know, so people are really into it and really excited.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have ourselves quite an amazing group, especially right off the bat. Trailblazers is a great way to put it. You know, everybody is really, they are the Lewis and Clark of this program right now.
That's a damn cool. You know what's cool about that is every time DDP Yoga turns around and you don't think that something new can come along that you feel like you can get on the ground floor and be a part of it, something awesome happens like this that allows you. I'm just thinking about when it was YRG, and then it was switched to doing yoga, and then the team site went from 1,200 people to 30,000 people, then the Arthur blow up, then the docu-mercial, then the training. It's just crazy. So people are interested in being involved.
Oh, yeah, there's so many facets to it as well. I mean, you know, there are people who are really concentrating on teaching others how to, you know, how to cook and, you know, how to cook things, you know, how to eat well on the road. You know, this is a multi-limbed, I like to say I'm an old-school yoga guy. This is a multi-limbed practice, you know, with many facets to it. And we all have a place where we can really step in and help each other. In the process.
Absolutely, everybody's a helping hand, and you know that's the other greatest thing about the team. Anytime this type of stuff comes along, just reach your hand out, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt. There'll be always somebody around. Well, I'm going to step aside a little bit and, you know, wait for you guys. If anybody has any questions, I'll be here. But we actually did just pull up, and we've got to start unpacking.
Awesome.
Hi, Stacey.
I'm doing great, Yoga Doc. I see lots of classes popping up around the country in the near future.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I think it's very exciting.
Oh, it's going to be, I mean, you know, I talked to Robert, and I left some notes around for Paige and Robert as well. You know, we're going to go ahead and we're going to have contact lists. Find a DDP yoga class, you know, in your area. And who wants, you know, think, right, Robert? I mean,
yeah.
And who wants to be on the ground floor of that, where you're the only person in? It might not be, you know, your town. It might be your state in the beginning.
Yeah, and it more than likely will be.
Yeah. So, people, if you're ready to rumble, it's time. You know, it's going to be amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's get it on.
All right, bud. All right, so, man.
Absolutely. Hit me up, everybody. I will get to you. You know, if there are any questions, I'm at yogadoc@ddpyoga.com, yoga-doc@ddpyoga.com. As we like to say down here, come get you some. We're going to have a good time. All right?
All right, bro.
All right.
God bless you, man. Over and out.
I'll see you later.
Talk to you later. Thanks.
Too cool. So, we start out the show with a nice opener, and Yoga Doc talking about the certification process. So like you said, if you're out there and you're thinking about it, go get some. It's a pretty cool program, and you can apply at ddpyogacertification.com. It's just short of, what, $500 to get her done?
Yes.
And, you know, you have to fill out some information and tell them why you want to be in there. And but once you do, there's a lot of support and a lot of cool tools to get going on with that. So we didn't get a chance to get the number out there yet, but if you want to call in, it's 347-994-1216, and you can talk to Stacy Robert or myself, Sparky, and if you got a shout-out you want to give to somebody or you got a question or you're just calling in with an update, please feel free. We'll try to get to you as soon as possible. And Yoga Doc mentioned that the journal, for those of you in the certification, it should be up there now in the forums. The one that I did, it's in Google Docs. If you need any help with it, feel free to ping me in the forum or shoot me an email or a tweet. My Twitter's DDPY Regular Guy, and I'll help you out get you set up with that so you can start recording your workouts and your trainings. So, guys, we've had a pretty exciting week, and along with that, we got the challenge stuff going on, which kind of rolled from last week into this week. Man, Stacy, you said you saw a couple of people that actually inspired you over the past week. Do you want to tell us a little bit about those?
Well, just several. I mean, Leslie has been posting just about every day, some sort of, you know, mini milestone
yes.
that she's achieved. And Michael Snow, in addition to doing the workouts, he's been almost like triathlon training. I mean, going
wow.
for long jogs and doing other kinds of, you know, physical stuff that just really, you know, pushes him way past where he thought he could ever go. And he just sounds like he's getting stronger mentally and physically, and he's just on such an amazing roll. And I think the challenge has made a lot of people rise to beyond what they thought they were capable of, and that's just very inspiring.
Absolutely. Well, Mike's kind of like, you know, he's kind of like the dark horse because I haven't seen a lot from him. Now, I'm not on the Facebook all the time because I know he's over there, and it shows you how much I'm not on it because I used the in front of it. The Facebook.
I was going to say something about that, yes.
Oh, no.
I was on the Facebook the other day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, get off of my front lawn.
Now, Mike's been amazing. And also, just in terms of having a really wonderful blog and website, Christina Russell has unveiled a new version of her Body Rebooted. And it's absolutely a gorgeous website, and it's got a lot of great info on it, as well
yeah,
as recipes.
Great job on that.
And she has a cookbook out, too, with another one in the works. So
yeah,
she's really on fire.
I just went to check it out, bodyrebooted.com. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And now mm-hmm. I had to look at this, and she's making me hungry. I think she's coming after you, Stacy. There's a picture of some roasted pine nut stuffed chicken. And it looks like there's like the little green bean action on the side that actually looks really delicious. So,
she's obviously a very good cook and knows her way around the kitchen.
Yes, she does. I think you, her, and Chef Bill could do some serious damage together.
I think we could too. We ought to make it a point to do that sometime.
Yeah. Well, actually, in on my shout outs, Leslie was on my shout outs too because. We did the WIT Bust a Move Challenge this month, and we're only like 2 weeks in, but the stuff these people are doing makes me want to go hide in the corner because they're crushing it. I don't know if I could touch half of this stuff, but she's been doing headstands, forearm stands up against the wall, and she's dedicated. She posted the update about running the 5 miles like it was nothing. She's doing some really cool stuff, and she's a very exciting person and very inspiring person. So I'm glad she's in the challenge. And she also has a blog up, although I don't know if she's in the contest or not. I haven't actually seen the official list of people in the contest, but I would love her to be in. So, Leslie, if you're listening, get in there. And
sure. I think she is. And actually her blog is called Hardcore Chick. She just posted it in the chat room. And it's a really very cool site with lots of great photos and also some gluten-free resources, too.
And that's actually a pretty cool site there. So what else I like is Becca out there, who has been in and out, up and down, and struggling. And she's been doing some cool stuff. But she just came around with a birthday in the past couple of weeks, so happy belated birthday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She had, I think, one of the best videos I saw about 2 weeks ago. She had some personal loss that she talked about. She talked about pulling yourself, you know, out of things and getting yourself situated again. It was really cool. So, and check out.
I love her honesty. She just doesn't hold back, and if she's having a rough time, she's very open about it, and that in itself is always inspiring because we all go through rough times. Nobody's immune. You know, it's just life's bumpy road sometimes, and you can really get some really good ideas from her on how she picks herself up again.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to keep picking yourself up. And that's what this journey is all about. It's, you know, we do see people come in 30, 60, 90 days, and you might not see them again. But, you know, it's really crazy that the people who get it keep coming back, and it's okay to fall down because it's going to happen if you do it for longer than 30, 60, 90 days. You're going to fall down. You have to get it up. So,
yeah.
Pretty sweet. And I think we actually have some callers on the line. So
yes, we do.
Okay, sweet. I think Kevin's out there, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's the first one up. Kevin, is this you?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, brother.
What's up, babe?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
You're just brothered in stereo.
Yeah, man, I'm still busting moves, but life is crazy right now. In a good way, of course. But, yeah, man, I'm getting married in 2 months. Getting a promotion at work, hopefully, and, you know, trying to get certified in deep yoga at the same time. It's just the whirlwind.
It's the world
of stuff.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm just going to give up.
But,
What's that, Robert?
No, I can't form a sentence very well right now, so you guys just go on ahead.
Yeah. That's cool. And if you do try to form a sentence, it sounds like I'm stepping on you.
Yeah. Well, that's a given.
Okay. You know. So what's going on, Kev?
I just wanted to say something about the certification. I've been doing DDP yoga for, you know, like over a year and a half now. And anytime I've done a live workout with Dallas, I've found things about the moves that I was doing wrong or ways to, you know, do them better. So if there's anyone out there who has a chance to do a live workout anywhere, you got to do one because Dallas in person and Dallas on the DVD is completely different. And I know everyone that was at Mexico can totally attest to that because we were doing 2 two-hour workouts a day and he was kicking our ass.
Oh yeah, and definitely. Yeah, well, I mean, when he's on the DVD, he can't, you know, personally just kick your ass like he can in person. So it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, and when you're at home, you don't know if you're doing the moves right. You know, the biggest one for me still is bent-legged bar back and stiff-legged bar back. You know, what you think straight is, isn't. You know, if you look in the mirror, which is another good tip, you see where 90 degrees is, where your back is actually straight. And that's one of the things that I learned, you know, from having, you know, Dallas and having Yoga Doc and having, you know, Brittany and Lexi, all those people walking around while you're doing the workouts, showing you the right way to do it. And, you know, then it starts to click. And that's another big thing for the certification, you know. You have to be able to do the move right yourself before you can tell other people how to do it.
Yeah, definitely. That was awesome when we were going through the moves in Mexico and they were just doing all that and correcting everybody. That helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the coolest things. And like Yoga Doc said at the beginning, you know, I don't think people should be afraid of modification and doing things and getting used to correcting people. I think that's the only way you learn how to do things right is kind of coming through them and not doing them so right. And if you don't think you're doing something, film yourself and take a look at it. You'll be able to tell right away. You were talking about the bar backs, Kevin, and I remember when I was first on the certification road, this was like 2 years ago, what Dallas had you do was record the Diamond Dozen. And I took a first look at my bar back, and what I thought was flat wasn't. And then I'm like, I thought about it, bar back. Yeah, I should actually be able to stick a drink, a mug of beer on my back and not have it fall off. So I started getting into props, and I was grabbing a broomstick. And if I could balance a broomstick on my back without it rolling off, then I knew I was doing it right.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to do it.
Well,
and then I'm saying, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, I was going to segue into the live workouts. My man Dave Orth has been working his butt off getting this Philly live workout together for Friday with Arthur. You know, I went and scoped out a spot with him on this past Friday, and we're going to try and work out right in front of the Philly Museum of Art, right where the Rocky steps are, and there's a statue of Rocky. So,
awesome.
Anyone that's in the Philly area, man, you got to come out and, you know, meet us at the art museum around 11 o'clock, and we're going to be working out for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and, you know, not Dallas, but it's Arthur, and Arthur is, you know, he gives you a kick-ass workout, too.
Yeah, he has less, what's the word? He doesn't care if he kills you or not.
he's like, it's like you are Thelma and Louise, and you're in the car, and he's taking you right over the cliff.
Yes, and he's very dispassionate about your level of exertion or discomfort. He doesn't want you to hurt yourself, but he, you know, he's not there to hold your hand either.
Yes.
And you learn a lot of cool things because Arthur has not only the DDP yoga certification, but he's got the yoga certifications, and some of the moves that he taught me in the first initial workout I did with him, Doug Steffen took me to D.C. to meet him and work out, a power two-hour workout, and at the end of it, I had my body like twisted up like a pretzel in stuff that I thought I would never, I couldn't even imagine these moves, but getting myself so stretched out and so limber and flexible in these moves from how Arthur worked us into them, it actually felt amazing to know that your DDP yoga body could do some of that stuff. So it's really great to learn from him, and to actually, he'll actually push your limits in a way that's challenging, but it's not going to hurt you. So you're going to learn a lot from him.
Absolutely. I mean, even in Mexico, we were one of the workouts. We were doing wrap and burn, and he's trying to show me a black belt modification from wrap, and I was like, I can't even do this. And Arthur's doing this, and he's like, that's what he said to me. He's like, I'm a disabled veteran, and I can do this. And you know, you're 5 years old, and you can't do this. So he's kind of like, you know, jabbing me, but, you know, that's obviously it's an advanced example, but just from where he came from and the things that he can do now, I mean, even like the banana splits and, you know, being able to do splits on the ground, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Arthur, at points, makes you wonder if he's completely beyond human at this point. So, but that's dedication, that's motivation, and perseverance, and that's everything Arthur is, and everything that if you stick around DDP Yoga long enough, that's everything that you'll build up to. So, anyway, you got a your blog still out there. You want to give your blog a quick plug before we hop on to the next?
Yeah, sure. I'm working on my blog. It's Kevo, K-E-V-O, 3988.blogspot.com. I'm posting all my bust and move challenges on there when I go through them. I got another one to post. I tried another forearm stand tonight. I'm still short of my 90-second goal, but I'm getting there. I'll get there before the end of the month. And I'll also post some gluten-free stuff and, you know, some clean eating stuff inspired by Christina Russell. I mean, I can't post as much as her, but, you know, I try and keep up, man. But she's got some good stuff, too.
But you guys are doing tops right now, man. I'm really inspired and motivated by the stuff you're posting. And, you know, it's cool when you see somebody do something, you're like, oh, man, I want to do that. So you guys keep it up.
All right, man. Good talking with you guys.
All right.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Have a blast,
Rita. Take care.
All right. Bye.
And Kevin's a real cool guy, and you guys are going to get a chance to meet him and Dave Orth on Friday with Arthur. So if you need to, just ping Dave. If you're interested in going to Philly and you need some details, you can find him on teamdpyoga.com. And he's on Twitter, and I think it's at Dave Orth. I think it's just Dave Orth there. I'll double-check that and get it back out to you guys. But if you want to give us a call, 347-994-1216. We're kind of monitoring the chat room, so if you got a question, throw it up in there, and we'll try to catch it. We're going to cut the calls right before 10 tonight and sort of end it there. So if you want to get in, get early, and we'll try to get to you. But we're gonna finish up on time tonight. So we got somebody else out there?
Yeah, we've got area code 864.
Hey, what's going on? Who do we got?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
Fantastic. How are you?
It's Leslie.
Hey, Leslie. Hardcore Leslie. How you doing?
Good. How's everybody?
We're doing great. I'm enjoying your blog very much, and you're really kicking it. I'm very, very impressed. It's inspiring me to get into a little more heavy-duty workout.
Yeah, I just posted up my new website last night, or early this morning. It took me 3 days to put it together.
Well, the hard work paid off.
Yeah, it did, and it's going. So I just figured I'd give y'all a heads up, see how everybody is.
Oh, we're doing fantastic. So you got your blog up there. You're pushing yourself. What's the next challenge you're gonna hit?
I'm not sure. Anybody got a challenge for me?
Hey, there's all kinds of stuff we can put in for you. Is there a workout you haven't hit yet?
Double black diamond.
There you go. When are you going to do it?
Tonight, after we get off here.
Wow, a late night double black diamond. If that's
why not?
There's some motivation. That's cool. Sweet. Well, do it, do it.
You know, and that's better than a sleeping pill, trust me.
Yeah, usually after I do my workouts, I'm usually really tired. So I usually try to, sometimes I do my workouts just before bed because, you know, I get really exhausted. I get worn out. Sometimes I do them in the morning, too.
Nice. Yeah, I've been doing mine in the morning thanks to Jake and Jess. And, man, I tell you what, that's better than a pot of coffee. I was saying it was better than a cup of coffee last week, but that's like a pot of coffee to get you going.
Uh-huh.
Well, super. Let us know how that double black diamond goes, and If you got a big cam or something, take a quick video of yourself and how you're feeling after that and post it up.
All right, I will.
Sweet. All right, kick it out of the park tonight.
All right. Y'all have
go
a good
Leslie.
Night.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
So we got a couple other people out there, but she had mentioned redoing her website, and one of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk about was one of the original websites, and that's StacyMorris.com, and I kind of wanted to get it in there real quick so people could understand sort of the idea and how it kind of evolved. So, Stacy, you have one of the best websites out there, one of the most motivating informational websites. How'd you come up with that?
Oh, you know, I was just thinking about that when you asked me a few minutes ago. And I'm actually just about to post. I also started blogging for the Huffington Post and the Albany Times Union. And it mirrors my website in that I really get into the nuts and bolts of my journey and how I did it and how I continue to keep it off. But I had StacyMorris.com years ago, I mean like 10 years ago, before I even found DDP Yoga. And that was just really like me as the journalist, me as the writer. And once I started this journey with Dallas and Terry and Team DDP Yoga, I just gradually started to shift away from Stacy the journalist to Stacy the recovering American, you know. And I started adding recipes and posting my progress, and it just kind of reflected my own evolution. And now it doesn't even really talk about my career as a journalist or my writing clips or anything. I'm just, this is my new focus, and it's so exciting to me. I would rather do this kind of writing than anything else. So there you have it.
That's awesome. So it's just like everybody else's journey should be. When you get in here, you might have an idea of what it is that you want to do, but it's going to evolve, and you got to let it.
Yeah. You can't predict it. There's no, you know, you just watch it unfold. It's kind of fun to just, you know, get the script every day and see what happens, you know. It's an adventure.
That's cool. It's definitely an adventure, man. I think we've all had an adventure the past couple of weeks.
So, oh yeah,
man, and it's gonna keep going. It's a great roller coaster ride to be on, that's for sure. So we got a couple other people ready to go, and we're quickly approaching 10. So let's get them in here. Who we got?
Next one up is area code 605.
605.
Hey guys, it's Travis. How you doing?
Oh,
Travis,
hey,
Travis. Another guy. You're like a machine, bro.
Yeah. I don't know a machine, but I think I need some oil if I'm a machine. So I just got done, just got back from the dojo doing a 2-hour judo session here. So I'm just kicking back and thought I'd give a call in, whatever. I've been feeling like I'm getting a little bit of a slump. I know it doesn't seem like it, but I'm feeling like getting, you know, I'm not feeling the motivation here. So what I'm thinking of doing there, and I'm doing this for judo here too, for some of my stuff, is videotape myself doing stuff. And, you know, and this might be a good idea for other people. Video yourself doing your stuff. And then when you're taking your notes for, like, your certification or whatever the case is, the way you can see yourself doing the positions, doing what you're supposed to do, and you can try to, you know, take notes of what you're doing and try to modify yourself as to what you're doing. So if that's helpful. And I'm just going to start my blog tonight here, get that going, get on stick with that here. So be looking for... post it up on the challenge. I'll post it up on the Team DDP Yoga site here sometime soon. So, be watching.
What's the name of your blog, Travis? What's it called?
It's going to be called Zen Twister. It's going to be called Zen Twister. And I think I'm going to use Blogspot for it. So, just like my Twitter handle at Zen Twister. Just like my YouTube channel, it's going to be Zen Twister. So,
cool. That's your handle.
That's my handle. It's call,
right.
call calm within constant movement.
Oh, nice.
You're definitely in constant movement. Watching, if you want to see some videos, Travis has a bunch listed in the Bust a Move Challenge along with Christina and Kevin. Those three guys are keeping it going. But, man, you guys are – it's just crazy what you're pulling off. What's been your favorite challenge with the Bust a Move Challenge so far?
So far, I think my favorite challenge so far has been doing either Road Warrior 1 or Twisted Triangle. Just being able to hold that spot for time because, I mean, I've been not just because I've been able to get lengths, you know, specifically on it there, but just the way I feel afterwards once I've been holding out for 4 and 4.5 minutes. That's just like, you know, hitting Red Eye Core and just compacting it into one move.
That's cool. So, yeah. One of the things I wanted to try was Rack and Burn. And, man, it, as successful as I thought I would be doing some of these in practice, man, do I need some more practice? But that's the only way it's going to get perfect, right?
Yep, that's right. You know, that's just, you know, just said there, too, for, you know, for everybody that falls down or whatever else, that's how you learn to get better. That, you know, that applies whether you're doing EDP yoga, where you're doing judo. I just got done doing a couple hours of judo or whatever and doing my groundwork, and my groundwork needs a little work. I'm getting better, but my groundwork needs work. So it's just taking those steps to being able to, you know, see what you're doing and learn from them and move forward.
Cool. Amen. That is definitely good stuff because, you know what, and it reminds me of a quote we had last week, Travis. I don't know if you heard the show or not, but, you know, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. And,
yep.
You know, I think that's an awesome thing to sort of dwell on and then just keep going past that.
Yep. Judo, or the thing we always talk, you know, it's been said on here too, what we always say in judo, you fall down 7 times, you get up 8.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Goodness. I know after I cut my challenge video and I was doing side plank and I pretty much just fell flat on my chest and face, I had to get back up. So, awesome. Well, you keep kicking it, brother. Thanks for the call. I'll be looking forward to your next post in the challenge. I'll be looking for you getting your blog up there, too. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Talk to you later. Hey,
thanks,
Travis.
Bro.
Bye-bye, Travis. Thanks.
When Dallas says, you know, kick it each and every day, I know that is a guy that kicks it each and every day. And you guys have heard him. He's become like a regular caller on DDP Radio. And, you know, he's intense and excited and when we talk to him, but man, you watch him on his videos, that dude really has it going on, man. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, 10, what do we got out there? 2 more. Okay.
Okay, we got the next one is area code 541.
541. Hello.
Hey guys, how you doing? This is DDP Yoga Matt.
Hey, Matt.
I just want to give a special shout out to my buddy Rob Amato. He's a DDP Yoga versus Rob. That guy works his butt off. He's so passionate about DDP Yoga right now. He's got a website, a daily blog, live workouts on Thursdays. The guy's just awesome, man. He's helped me so much. And then my wife saw how successful I was being, and now she's doing DDP Yoga too. And she's been doing it for about 3 weeks, even though she had gallbladder surgery. And she's killing it. And Rob, I know you're listening. I love you, buddy.
Yeah, I meant to mention Rob has a live workout tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central. 7 p.m. Central, he's going to do the diamond cutter live.
That's a hard one for me still, but I love it. It's a good sweat.
It's awesome. A great workout.
So did your wife, you said she was kicking this in, this was like 3 weeks, this was right after her gallbladder surgery?
She took 2 weeks off. Her doctor had her on some restrictions, but now she's been doing it with me for... She only does it part-time until she's fully released, but she's doing it with me four nights a week. And she's lost 9 pounds already. You know, we're clean eating together, and it's just so much better environment in the house with everybody on board with the same thing, you know.
That's great, Matt. Yeah, you have a happy home. You're going to have a happy life, and you guys are going to be rocking it together. That's really awesome. Are you guys documenting your journey together?
I got a little bit going on YouTube, not much, but I did start a website. It's a DDP Yoga Mat at Simple, and that's Simple without the E.com. I just put that up last night, and I'm still tweaking it a little bit, but I'm trying to get more into the blogging and stuff like that. I'm kind of a low-tech guy, but I've been working on it.
Sweet. Well, if you need any help with that or you're looking around, reach out to anybody. I know I can help you out if you need it. I'm sure Rob can help you out if you need it. So keep going, man, and let us know how you guys are doing in a couple weeks.
I will. Rob's actually changed the format of his videos on YouTube. They used to be what day he was on. Now he does specific by day of the week, and Tuesdays are Tech Tuesdays. And that's actually what made me decide to try building a website. And it was actually a lot easier than I thought.
Yeah, man. Most of the sites like the Blogspot and the WordPress they're pretty cookie cutter. They got nice little templates out there. Sometimes it does take the tweak here and there, or somebody who's used it before to tell you what's going on. So definitely try those two out. If you're out there in DDP Yoga Land thinking about starting a blog, those are two great places to start. So. All right, brother. Thanks for the call, and have an awesome night, man. Sounds like you're killing it.
You guys, too. I'm a big fan of everybody there, so you guys all take care. Thank you much.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
That's cool. I always love hearing people who just started who are really excited and sucking their families into it. And I'm impressed. She's a couple weeks off of gallbladder surgery, going part-time, which is four nights a week, which I think that's pretty kick-ass, actually.
Yeah. Cool.
So I think we're down to one, and it's almost at 10, so we got ourselves the last caller, I think.
Yep, that's right. It's area code 708.
708?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Rob, actually. What's up?
Hey, bro.
Rob.
Hey, what's going on, Rob?
Hey, I didn't expect Matt to call. I've been listening for the past 5 minutes going, yeah, that's true. I said that. Okay, cool. But anyway, Matt is, you know, he doesn't give himself enough credit. He's lost, I think, over 29 pounds so far, and he's my accountability partner. And I would highly recommend, if you don't have an accountability partner, get one, because there's a lot of people on TeamDDPYoga.com, but I'm talking about that one person who you're content with enough to actually give out your phone number and call them and text them or email them or Facebook them. And say, hey, man, I'm having a rough time right now. Could you give me a call? Can we just talk for a little bit? And I got a couple, but Matt has always been there every step of the way. And he's my number one guy right now because I talk to him every single day. And he's the one guy that's keeping me strong when I failed. Well, I shouldn't say that. I fell down about a week and a half ago, and I gained about 6 pounds. And he was the guy that was right there that helped me back up. And as of today, I've lost that 6 pounds, and I've lost an additional pound with his help. So I just wanted to say thank you to Matt. And
wow.
If there's anything else I could
awesome.
Do for him,
oh,
he knows where I'm at. But yeah.
And you got that right because, through the journey, a lot of people will hold you accountable. I know some of the guys like Doug Steffen, and whether Robert likes it or not, he's my bromance for life.
Yeah, whatever.
Robert supports me more than you guys know. And, you know, there's a couple other people in there, Dave Worth and whatnot. But once you start building those relationships, Rob, you're absolutely right, man. If you can grab that one person, or maybe it's two people who can help you out, they're really going to drive you to do a lot of cool things. You know, I mentioned Jake and Jess earlier, and they're helping to drive me to do a lot of cool things right now. Stacey, do you have somebody who's sort of pushing you right now?
Well, my accountability buddy / mentor has been Terry Lang from day one, and she just her own example just really inspires me of how she's kept her weight off for 10 years, and she's always trying new things, and just, you know, always improving herself. And, you know, she's got her down days too, so she's a realistic role model, you know. And I would not be here where I am without her support and being accountable to her.
That's awesome. And she's actually an awesome person to have. You guys are like the diva tag team. That's sweet. Very good point, Rob. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for the call, bro. We actually have one more person to sneak in here because they have, I'm sure, an announcement to sort of tie up for us. We have our Philly connection, Mr. Davey Boy Orth. What's going on, brother?
Cool. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, bro.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to give a quick, promo for the workout coming up on Friday with Arthur in Philly. Big thanks to Kevin Russo there for calling in and really helping me out. He came down here on Friday of last week and out of his free time, and we took a ride over to scout out the location by the art museum. And it's a beautiful area. It's a beautiful site. It'll be a perfect area to work out live and do some DDP yoga outside in the city of Brotherly Love there with Arthur. So, you know, anybody who is in the Philadelphia area or near the Philadelphia area who's interested in doing a live DDP yoga workout outside with Arthur, you know, let me know. As Sparky said, I'm on Twitter. It's at David Orth. I'm on Team DDP Yoga. I'm on Facebook. There's an event page on Team DDP Yoga, and you can, you know, respond to that because I keep an eye on who's, you know, responding to that, but you can tweet me as well. I just need to know you're coming so I can write your name down. That's really all it is. So it's going to be a great event. Weather's supposed to be nice. Linda was very nice. They gave me a few things to give away, so we'll have everybody put names in, and we'll have a shirt and some autographs and a couple other little things to give away to people. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, that is great that you pulled that together. I mean, you've done some work on this before, so this is nothing new to you. But for the people who it's new to, they know they're going to come out. They know they're going to get a good sweat on with Arthur. They're going to get one of the greatest DDP yoga workouts of their life. They're going to get to meet you. They're going to get to see Kevin and some of the cool people who have been hanging out in Team DDP yoga. But what do they got to bring? Do they need a mat?
They need to bring their mat. Need to bring your yoga mat, they need to bring water, and they need to bring a towel, and that's it. And, you know, whatever it takes for them to get down there. But other than that, that's all they need to bring. There's nothing else involved other than, you know, bring the energy. That's all we want. We want people to have a great time, have a great workout, and have a lot of fun. That's what it's about.
Awesome.
Cool.
Dude, I wish I could make it out there. I'm not going to, but one of these days...
It would be great to have you. Oh, absolutely. Well, this is just, you know, again, we did it last year in D.C., this year in Philly, but, you know, we don't have to wait another year, but, you know, we need to, you know, figure out other locations we can do this and definitely get together and do many more.
Awesome, bro. Well, you have a
great day
and a very successful Friday workout with Arthur and the rest of the team, bro.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks for calling, Dave.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so that takes us right to almost 10 o'clock. There's one person, guys, I forgot to mention, and she's in here, and she's in the DDP Yoga Challenge as well, the Bust a Move Challenge, and she's throwing up a video. It's almost like every day, and that is Liz. And, man, just hop in there and check her out because she definitely gets a shout-out. She's just recently with us, I think, in the past couple months. She's got a blog up there, mydppyogajourney.com, so it's worth a check out. Very cool, inspirational people out there doing a lot of things, whether it be the DDP Yoga Challenge, a group challenge, helping somebody else like Rob is helping somebody, talking in a chat room, having an accountability partner. No matter what it be, help somebody, right?
That is true. Well, I'm looking forward to the blogs this week and seeing what people are are challenging for themselves and for us as inspiration.
Absolutely. Like a guy that was recently in the accountability crib once said, "Don't sing it, bring it."
Yeah, that's true.
So you guys got any last words for the folks out there before we cut them loose?
No, I'm good here. What about you, Stacy?
No, just keep checking StacyMorris.com. It's harvest season, and I'm posting lots of recipes based on produce you can get at your farmer's market.
Oh, hot damn. That reminds me, Stacy. I took your banana smoothie thing. I don't know what you officially called it. My kids call it banana swirl.
Uh-huh.
And I did it with fresh, organic, frozen blueberries and frozen raspberries.
Oh, wow.
And with a little bit of coconut milk to cream it up. Oh, man, it was awesome. It was like a sorbet. It was fantastic.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you did that. I'm going to try that. That sounds fantastic with the raspberries.
It satisfied a craving and hit the spot this week like nobody's business. So,
good.
Yeah, thanks for posting that up and inspiring some great eats.
You're very welcome. I love it. I love doing it.
Sweet. All right, guys. Well, we hate to cut you loose, but we've got to get out of here. And but we thank you for listening. As always, we appreciate you. We love you. And we want you to have an awesome tomorrow. The one thing that you have to remember is if the 10% comes knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.